Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our meteorologist Pat Pagano says the heat is still on. We have a heat advisory throughout our tri-state region today into tomorrow. Hazy, hot, and humid with late storms today, mid-90s. Maybe a storm tonight, mid-70s. Wednesday, some sun, humid showers, and thunderstorms. Some may be severe, lower 90s. Thursday, cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms. And on Friday, showers and storms continue. We'll check the details of that forecast in a few minutes. A group of parents and students are rallying together, calling the University of Connecticut to withdraw its policy mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for students. On behalf of hundreds of UConn College students and parents, the Family Freedom Endeavor, Inc. said it's ordering the university to withdraw the policy by July 2nd or face a lawsuit. The Family Freedom Endeavor is a nonprofit organization providing representation and litigation involving the defense and promotion of civil rights, primarily for families and children. It says the new vaccination policy is unlawful and goes against a person's constitutional rights. The demand comes after the state's college and university said it's requiring students to get a COVID vaccine. It joins Yale, Wesleyan, UHART, and UConn in the vaccine mandate. Volunteers in Kent are needed to serve on a committee to determine how the town of Kent should use federal funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act. In a story in Today's Republican-American by Lynn Millis Worthington, the selectmen discussed soliciting volunteers to conduct a needs assessment. However, no communication has gone out to residents yet. Selectman Christopher Garrity asked First Selectman Gene Speck on June 8th to share information about the committee on the town's website, on Facebook, and in the monthly newsletter. Town Treasurer Barbara Herbst explained that a needs assessment needs to be conducted before allocating or dispersing any money. The total amount the town is expected to receive is $810,855. The funding needs to ameliorate COVID-related expenses, and it needs to spread evenly over different facets of the community. The needs of social services, businesses, and municipal uses must be considered. A report is required as how the municipality made the needs assessment. The first report is due in September. Carcinogens have been found in sun care products, according to a Connecticut lab. They filed a petition in New Haven that tells the FDA to recall dozens of sunscreens and sun care products after finding carcinogen benzene in them. The lab, Valisure, voted that 78 lots of those products contained benzene, which has been linked to blood cancer and other illnesses. The founder of Valisure said the problem was not necessarily in a particular brand, but in some batches of sunscreen produced. They're asking the FDA to recall sunscreens from Neutrogena, CVS Health, Sunbaum, and Fruit of the Earth, among others. The FDA does not test drugs itself, but it does rely on manufacturers to do so. Out of New York, the New York Attorney General says Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $230 million to settle claims that the pharmaceutical giant helped fuel the opioid crisis. The deal announced this weekend requires Johnson & Johnson to make a series of payments over 9 years that will cover the total. The drug maker also agreed to end manufacturing and distribution of opioids across New York and the rest of the nation. Starting Thursday, adults 21 and older in Connecticut will be allowed to possess and use cannabis, but there are limits on how much someone can possess and where cannabis can be consumed. You'll be able to have up to 1.5 ounces of cannabis or cannabis products with an additional 5 ounces secured in your home or vehicle. Starting July 1st, 2023, the possession limit will exclude any live plants and cannabis materials from live plants that you will be allowed to cultivate. Cannabis materials are defined as flower, trim, and all the parts of the cannabis plant. THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol, is the main psychoactive compound in cannabis that produces the high sensation. Under the law, 1.5 ounces of cannabis plant material is equivalent to 7.5 grams of cannabis concentrate or any other cannabis products with up to 750 milligrams of THC. 5 ounces is equivalent to 25 grams of cannabis concentrate or any other products with 2,500 milligrams of THC. Confused? Not confused? Yeah, sure. Once again, a reminder, in Ankrum, coming up today and tomorrow, Dam Road will be closed to all but local residents between the hours of 7 to 3 for repaving. The project is expected to take 2 days and should be completed by tomorrow, barring any weather delays. Meetings coming up today in Sheffield, the Board of Assessors at 4:30, the Housing Commission at 6:30. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Special Meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. The Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting at 6:30 tonight. It is a Zoom meeting. Winds in the Wilderness Outdoor Concert will be held Wednesday, 5 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344 in Copic, New York. More information, windsinthewildernessconcerts.org. The Overtown Board meeting will be held on Wednesday. Also coming up this week, the 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues at the VFW in North Canaan with food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. with BRB and Rainy Blues performing. In Sharon, on July 1st, the Park and Recreation Commission has a scheduled meeting at 6:15. In Ankrum, on July 1st, a Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. Coming up on July 3rd in Cornwall, the Cornwall Historical Society exhibit Map Stories is opening at their Historical Society between 10 and 3. Also coming up on Saturday, music in West Cornwall, the Wish House on the Sharon Goshen Turnpike will have music on July 3rd at the original farm market from 10:30 till 12:30. Fête de Fleurs 2021 taking flight is happening Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m. at Berkshire Botanical Garden, berkshirebotanical.org. The Hamlet Committee presents the Hillsdale Flea Sale, the Hamlet Park in Hillsdale, New York, on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. $10 early admission at 8 a.m. Admission is free after 9 a.m. Something for everybody. Vintage furniture, housewares, antiques, clothing, crafts, toys, and bric-a-brac. Rain date is July 4th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. The Sharon Pharmacy is celebrating 60 years in business on July 3rd. We will be there at Robin Hood Radio with our gift certificate table from 11 to 2. Entertainment by Jay Bradley, the band. Hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and soda. Grand prize will be awarded a gift certificate, prize to the winner of Kids Pin the Jacket on Ed Hecox, and all day there'll be giveaways, prize drawings, stuffed gift bag, and more at the Sharon Pharmacy in the Sharon Shopping Center. On Sunday and July 4th, the transfer station will be closed for Sharon Salisbury. Monday, the town halls are closed, of course. Coming up on Tuesday of next week, the Salisbury Historic District Commission will be meeting and the Planning and Zoning Commission will be meeting. A field day outdoor exhibit reception takes place on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. with proceeds to assist Sandersfield Arts Center. Admission is pay what you can with a suggested donation of $20 per person. More information, sandersfieldartscenter.org. In case of inclement weather, the event will be held on July the 4th. Lighting up Lime Rock Park, once again, the fireworks at Lime Rock are back with no COVID restrictions for more than 40 years. The Salisbury Rotary Club and Lime Rock Park have co-sponsored the annual Independence Day fireworks. They collect admission to benefit the community, $20 per car, $5 per person walking in. Infield and outfield gates will open at 6. All concession stands will be open. Bring your lawn chairs and picnic baskets and enjoy the fireworks, which begin about 9:15. The rain date will be Monday, the 5th. Remember, no pets allowed on site. The Aston Magna Foundation on Main Street in Great Barrington presents a series of free online summer concerts. The three French masters will perform selections from Marais, Leclerc, and for Curé on Saturday at 7 p.m. Donations are welcome. More information at astonmagna.org. And on Sunday, it's the second annual Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt that happens all day long. More information and registration at eventbrite.com. Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 413-243-0347. Insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. You can also find them on the web at vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,283.27, the NASDAQ at 14,500.51, and the S&P 500 at 4290.61. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.